News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Arizona gubernatorial candidate Kari Lake is not conceding the governor's race.
The Associated Press and other outlets projected that Hobbs won the race on Monday, but Lake indicated that she's assembling a legal team that is collecting evidence and data pertaining to the electoral process. Lake on Thursday pointed to printing malfunctions in Maricopa County, the state's most populated county that includes Phoenix, and called it unforgivable, claiming that voters were disenfranchised. County election officials have repeatedly pushed back on Lake's allegations, saying no one was denied an opportunity to vote, and indicated the issue impacted less than 7% of Election Day ballots. Bernie Bennett reporting.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is done. She will not seek re-election to a leadership position. The White House says the president talked with the speaker and congratulated her on what they called her historic tenure. California Congressman Adam Schiff is exploring the possibility of running for the U.S. Senate, eyeing the seat of Senator Dianne Feinstein. She decides to retire at the end of her term in 2024. If she decides to step down before her term ends, California Governor Gavin Newsom has already said that he will name a black woman to fill that position. The Biden administration plans to ask the Supreme Court to reinstate the president's student debt cancellation plan.
The Justice Department is fighting to keep Biden's plan alive after it was halted by two federal courts in recent weeks. It has asked a federal appeals court in New Orleans to suspend a decision striking down Biden's plan. And in the same filing, it announced it intends to ask the Supreme Court to overturn a St. Louis appeals court that halted the plan. The filing warns that Americans will face financial strain if the plan remains stalled in court when loan payments are scheduled to restart in January. Almost 26 million people already have applied for the relief, with 16 million approved. Norman Hall, Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
House investigators say a federal contractor that provided identity...
Real Talk Radio Network weather, brought to you by the Rick and Tracy Ellis Real Estate Team.
Well, the start of the season so far has rolled into the bi-state area. It's going to be sunny, a high today of only 32 degrees. Very cold tonight with clear skies. Overnight lows dropping to around 20 for Saturday and Sunday. Cold weather sticks around through the weekend, but at least it's sunny. High temperatures both days near 40 degrees. Warmer air returns Monday, sunny with highs in the low 50s. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
The Real Talk Radio Network app. Tap it. Just go to Google or Apple, search the Real Talk Radio Network, and click on the eagle logo. Then the Real Talk Radio Network will be available to you on demand, anytime, anywhere.
Tap that app. Tap that app.
The Real Talk Radio Network app.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Work.
Available on Google or Apple. Click on the eagle logo.
You guys are top notch.
You know you want to tap that app.
Under the weight of the past.
Hey, this is St. Charles County Sheriff Scott Lewis from the Sheriff Lewis Investigates show on Saturday evenings from 6 to 7, where we debunk fake news in the corporate media. We'll bring guests in that'll give you an inside scoop on what's going on in the law enforcement world and the bigger criminal justice system. That's the Sheriff Lewis Investigates show, Saturday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Representative Richard West here. I host a new show, Open Forum, on Saturday afternoons from 5 to 6 p.m. We talk about the problems of yesterday, the issues of today, and the dreams of tomorrow. We'll also be following our Missouri legislature as the session begins with real inside information and real talk about the issues. So tune in Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. or listen to our podcast on the 93 Free Real Talk Radio Network.
America.
Man, I mean, come on, people. Wake up and smell the roses.
Even before all the COVID craziness, Dr. Eric Napudi has been a fighter for truth, health, and freedom, and is respected not only in the St. Louis area, but worldwide. Now he's invited his like-minded colleagues and friends to help. The so-called government health experts are putting their agenda before your health and well-being. And Dr. Eric and friends are debunking the evil and untruths and helping you live a happy, healthy, and free lifestyle. Dr. Eric Napudi and friends, weekdays from 9 till 11 a.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Steve Hauer here, inviting you to listen to my program, The Hauer Hour, heard on this station every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast at 6 p.m. The Hauer Hour boldly shares God's truth and love. Love that avoids the truth is not true love, and truth taught without compassion has no impact. Jesus defined himself as the way, the truth, and the key to abundant life. Whether you know it or not, he considers you his precious child. He's eager to welcome you home.
The views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want to make an observation that I bet you haven't heard anywhere, and you probably haven't made for yourself. And don't feel bad. That's okay. You'd have to really be thinking deeply about subjects, and let's face it, we've got a lot to do. This happens to be part of my job. It isn't my actual job. I mean, you know, I do a lot of different jobs. I wear a lot of hats around here, as do most of the people involved with the Kevin Jackson Network. For those listening that want to know what's the smooth stylings that I'm, this smooth voice I'm hearing that sounds like Barry White? Well, not quite. It is Kevin Jackson. It's not quite my voice. I say that because I'm still a bit under the weather. I was sick for a week. It was amazing that I did any shows last week. Serious business. I was like, whoa, it was a horrible week, but we got a couple out. Anyway, here's the observation, and it has to do with illegals and what Governor DeSantis kind of kicked off, and Abbott followed suit when they started shipping these illegals in very small batches around the country and watching the leftists, you know, run around like sprayed roaches. And I was listening to Trump talk about, and we're going to get into this, how the raid in Mar-a-Lago and how it looked like, you know, an invasion, an army invasion. And I'm going to get into why, how the perception of the media, they want you to believe that Trump getting raided is bad for him, when in fact it's bad for the FBI, it's bad for the Democrats. And you'll hear Trump, he's never rattled. If you read the press, you think they're closing in on Trump, he's never rattled, and there's a reason for it. But here's what I want to go back to. So Ron DeSantis does this amazing thing as it pertains to immigration. He says, you know what, leftists, I'm going to make you live your lies. But Trump said this. He was asked, what do you think about DeSantis and what he did? And I want to just explain how the brain of a person like Trump works in his answer. And he doesn't mean any disrespect to DeSantis. But here's what he says. Trump says, I had the border secured. He goes, I was putting in all the processes to where we had limited immigrants. And he goes on to explain his immigration policy. Now, the reason why I bring this up is for a few reasons. I want you to understand, and I'm not trying to treat you like children. You guys know how to debate. Trump is going, look, I'm not even going to answer that. Ron DeSantis doesn't make this move if these people remember what I did at the border. Now, the reason why there's two parts to bringing this up. One is to explain to you how the debate, how real debate works. And two is to explain to you that every time you bring up, boy, that DeSantis, he's so innovative. Yes, he's innovative at fixing the problem created by the Democrats after the fact. But it should not diminish what Donald Trump did. What Trump is saying is you don't have Ron DeSantis if I'm in office. You don't have Ron DeSantis if these guys do what I told them to do. Think about the policies that went into place and had Trump remained president and not been cheated out of it. Ron DeSantis would be another governor. He'd be a good governor, implementing the laws that pertain to his state. He would be exactly what he's supposed to be, which is a great number two. Any governor that followed this process would be, they'd have open societies, they'd have businesses that weren't failing, they would have much lower suicide rates, they'd have much higher graduation rates. I mean, life as we know it would be great had we kept following the norm. I could go on. Trump has to remind people what his presidency was in what most people would describe as probably the best 4 years that we've had in decades. And every time I think about how much we fight, how we're still, there's a debate right now. And of course, it's all being ginned up by the media. The media wants to see this battle royale. Trump, he didn't denigrate. He didn't say, look, I don't even need to talk about DeSantis and his policies. He didn't do that because he's not going to do that. I think he's smart enough not to do that. But what he really did that was brilliant was remind people, there's no DeSantis if you follow my policies. If you put me in, you're not talking about the need to ship these people all over the place. Now, let's be honest. After the fact, it is great that DeSantis comes along and says, you know what? I'm going to make these people live their lives. Trump's gone. They cheated him. And bravo. And Trump could have said that. And maybe he did finish with that. I don't know. But I love how he didn't take the, it wasn't even bait because it was, the interview was on Newsmax. But what he just said, look, this doesn't need to happen. You don't have to ship any illegals around. You don't have to make any points when you have good policy. See, no offense to what Ron DeSantis did, but he's having to play a political game. And what Trump is saying is, look, I don't see this as a game. I see this as serious. Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott can ship as many 50, 100 people around and make a point. And yes, in the end, we do need to make these points. And you guys have heard me argue this, that you've got to make leftists live their lies. But Trump is saying, this was no game. And I want people to understand there's a serious nature to this guy. He's laser focused on solving problems. It's almost like when you talk to, the men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Trump's going, look, I'm not worried about the emotional content. I'm not worried about how people feel about something. You got your tire's flat, right? And you got your hair made up and you're late to get to an event. And you want me to sympathize or do you want me to change the flat? This is what he's essentially saying to Melania. Well, I wish you would just, I guess, change the flat, Donald. Okay, let me change the flat. Do I have to get all emotional about it? I mean, that's really the way I see it. And part of me always comes back to this. If the leftist media can make you forget that this guy took the border from 50,000 people a week coming into the country down to 2,000 people per week, and you can't thank him for that, you can't go, wow, man, that's impressive. We got to, let's focus on the new shiny object, you know, that somebody shipped 50 illegals there for a publicity stunt, which is fine. I get it. I'm all for it. There's a bigger picture. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free recall. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
This is Ashley and Pat with Epic Design and Build. Join us on our show, The Epic Hour, from house to home, on Saturdays at 1 and Sundays at 11, where we'll talk about kitchens and bathroom renovations, home additions, and even outdoor living spaces and hardscapes. Each of our projects are thoughtfully designed with our on-staff design team. Material selections, floor plans, architectural design, 3D renderings are just a few of the services that we offer in addition to the build-out phases of construction. If you're interested in contacting Epic, you can reach us at epicdesignandbuild.com.
Meet Don from Union, Missouri.
Hi, this is Don from Union, Missouri.
Don loves his freedom and loves Real Talk Radio.
I think it's the true conservative station that we have here in St. Louis. I appreciate everything you're doing. Keep doing it, please. We need you.
Be like Don and support Real Talk Radio. Tell everyone you know about us. Share on social media. Most of all, support our sponsors and tell them you're there because you heard about them on Real Talk Radio.
Appreciate it and I love what you're doing. I stand behind you.
Hi, this is Betsy Mawson with First State Bank Mortgage and your host of Spouses Financing Houses. My husband Matt and I are a husband and wife team with over 20 years of experience in the mortgage industry. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, give us a call at 636-293-0577 and make sure to tune into our show, Spouses Financing Houses.
Saturday mornings at 10 on the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
Imagine waking up every day and looking forward to helping local businesses in the St. Louis area grow while growing your income and helping get the truth out.
The Real Talk Radio Network is looking for motivated advertiser advocates.
The income potential is unlimited and the work schedule is flexible. The sky is the limit.
Wait, why put a limit on the potential you could achieve with the Real Talk Radio Network?
And with our new tower, the signal will be even stronger and reach more listeners, making this the perfect opportunity.
If this intrigues you, contact Tracy Ellis at 636-299-370.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a home? Are you looking to build or buy land? Maybe you're thinking about making some home improvements or you have questions about building inspections and home repairs. If so, tune in to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m. where you'll hear all of the information about real estate.
Behind the Bush with Billy and Christy Bush.
I'm Christy Bush with my husband, Billy Bush.
They'll keep you updated on what's going on with the Bush family. And just like the reality show, you never know what's going to happen.
Hello, Billy.
With your wonderful husband, Billy Bush. You always got to say wonderful husband. I have been a really good husband over the last 30-some-odd years, right?
We will just say Billy Bush.
Behind the Bush with Billy and Christy Bush.
We're lucky to have each other, aren't we, darling?
Uh-huh.
Saturday nights at 7, exclusively on the Real Talk Radio Network.
And I ain't gonna buckle under the weight of the past.
Hey, this is St. Charles County Sheriff Scott Lewis from the Sheriff Lewis Investigate Show on Saturday evenings from 6 to 7, where we debunk fake news in the corporate media. We'll bring guests in that'll give you an inside scoop on what's going on in the law enforcement world and the bigger criminal justice system. That's the Sheriff Lewis Investigates Show, Saturday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network.
We need to unite.
America first.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Can you believe that? A journalist is stabbed in Las Vegas because he dare go look at the corruption of the Democratic Party. And what does a Democrat do that's under investigation? He stabs him and kills him. And what do the other journalists do who are questioning the act itself? They say it's Trump-related. It's Trump-related that some Democrat who's under investigation by a person doing his job is stabbed to death. If you think the Democrats are going to ever soften their stance on us and tell the truth and say, you know what, it isn't we who are the dangerous people, it is they who are the dangerous people. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm never going to let you forget who the most dangerous people on the planet are. It is the American leftist. And let me tell you why they're the most dangerous. Because you say, Kevin, there's some evil people all over the world. Yes, evil people doing evil things. But see, these Democrats here do evil things, lie to you, and they're looked at around the world. Everyone's looking to America for the sanity, for us to be the shining light, the beacon of light on the hill. And they're not finding it. They're looking at what our leftists do, and they're saying, see, this is why we are nearly as uncivilized as we believe ourselves to be. Look at what they do. They talk about election theft and, you know, election integrity in other countries. Look at what they did in 2020. If you don't think the world knows that Donald Trump had this election stolen from him, you are naive. Everywhere around the world, they know this. Don't be fooled. Even with the media saying what it says, our media leaks out and shows Joe Biden rallies. Look, Joe Biden, an embarrassment. The world knows it. Don't act like, don't think for one second that the leftist nonsense that they spew over here is not noticed. If you look, I'm not going to follow it, but I've looked at Pakistan and other places. They ridicule Joe Biden. They ridicule him. And rightfully so. Anyway, I want to move on. I want to talk about this special master. Lawyers for Donald Trump are wanting to get a special master. And here's a clip. The DOJ didn't want this to happen. So here's a clip of them explaining that.
This department is appealing a federal judge's order to a special master to review material seized from former President Donald Trump's home in Florida. The former president's request for a special master was approved Monday. Both sides were given a deadline of Friday to submit a list of potential candidates. The Justice Department is also requesting permission to continue going through documents taken from Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Attorneys for Mr. Trump have until Monday to respond. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland joins us now. Scott, on what basis is the Justice Department appealing the judge's order?
Catherine, what the Justice Department is doing is trying to get the court to hold off on its order, that it hold off on its investigation until this special master dispute is resolved. The Justice Department is arguing that there are things that get compromised if it halts its investigation, that those empty folders may have elements in them or should have had records in them that they need to track down still. What's more, they're making the argument pretty emphatically that you can't separate the intelligence review to make sure national security hasn't been compromised and the Justice Department review of what happened with these records. The judge has allowed the intelligence review to continue, but told the Justice Department to stop. Federal government saying you can't separate the two, that both need to be done in concert with each other. Now, there was an expectation, if not a hope, Catherine, there be some resolution or answer to this dispute by the end of the week, by the end of tonight. seems quite clear it won't come until next week at the earliest. And as is the case with the federal courts that you've covered so well over the years, you know, if you're going to make a bet, always bet on there being more appeals and more decisions to make.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So they said, what basis to appeal the judge's order? Well, they say they want to hold off on the investigation, arguing that things could be compromised. Those empty folders could have had things in them. And we can't separate national security from the Department of Justice, the crooked Department of Justice's review. Now, you're hearing about all kinds of things that have been found, not found. Trump said, I haven't heard from Trump, but I've heard he said, I'm preserving the things that I think Joe Biden would have gotten rid of. Something to be said for that. So I looked into the people that were submitted. They said there were four possible candidates to screen out the potentially privileged records recovered by federal investigators. Now, I want to say this. Why would Donald Trump request from his own government that somebody look into what the DOJ is doing? In other words, guilty people don't ask for them to put an overseer over this. Now, I've already covered this with respect to Russian collusion. Robert Mueller stacking the deck with Hillary Clinton. I mean, it was essentially a lawyer full of people, a room full of people or an organization that had voted for Hillary Clinton. And I remember on this very show, people would write to me and go, or call in and go, Kevin, why is Trump letting them stack the deck and all that? And I go, why do you think? Why do you think Donald Trump would say, fine, put all the Hillary Clinton attorneys you want on it? Let me put it to you this way. If there's a bank robbery that happened in Schenectady, New York, and I'm sitting here in Phoenix, Arizona, in the Phoenix, Arizona area, and they say, Kevin Jackson robbed that bank and we need to do an investigation. What do you think I'm going to say? Kevin, they're going to put people on there that hate you, you know, people that you grew up, that they can't find anybody that hates me except a bunch of lefties. But okay, they're going to put a bunch of lefties on there and this is what they're going to do. And I'll say, fine. That would be my answer. Put whoever you want on there. You want to know why? Because I have a camera at my house that shows me all around the yard, you know, picking up doggy doo-doo and trimming trees, getting ready for the day when they come pick up all the garbage and stuff. And I guarantee you, I was nowhere near Schenectady, New York. And they can't fabricate enough evidence to make it against you. So put whoever you want on there. When you're innocent, you don't care. Now, what does the DOJ do? The minute Donald Trump goes, I want a special master. Oh, we can't have a special master. The minute that the Democrats go, we want to give you transparency. Great. So let's do a FOIA request so we can get there. Oh, if you get a FOIA request, it has to be redacted. We can't let you see that. They fight you. You know what we like to do? We want to check election integrity. Oh, lawsuits abound. Let's sue them. Let's not let them check election integrity. So you tell me who's right, who's wrong. Trump is essentially saying, okay, you want to play the game? Let's play it. I have nothing to hide, so I want to put a special master. It's equivalent of a special counsel. Now, of the people that they've looked into, these guys picked Barbara Jones. As it turns out, she was appointed by Hillary Clinton. And they picked a guy named Thomas Griffiths, who's a retired federal appeals court judge for the District of Columbia. He was appointed by Bush and went to BYU. Romney guy. Stacking the deck again.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Rudy Giuliani.
Real Talk Radio Network plays a very, very big role in making sure the American people get to know what they need to know. I'm very, very proud to be a part of it. We try to cover the things that are covered up, whether it's about COVID or about Afghanistan or about Biden's incapacity or about inflation or about what I call the express train to socialism, which Biden has us on.
The Rudy Giuliani Show, weeknights from 7 to 8 on the Real Talk Radio Network. The
Real Talk Radio Network is proud to be bringing you the voice of freedom. It's certainly been an uphill battle, but calls like this make it worthwhile.
Yes, I wanted to thank you all for your fantastic radio station. It is just so great to have all this information out in the open instead of having to search and scratch and scrounge to find it on your own in different nooks and crannies. So thank you very, very much.
The truth and the voice of freedom. The Real Talk Radio Network. The Kel & Co. Morning Show. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Real excited that Kel's back on.
They'll arm you with the ammunition you need to know to help protect your freedoms and navigate through this crazy world we live in. It's all live and it's all local. You never know who's going to stop by, and you never know what they're going to talk about.
When I heard you were back on the morning show, I was totally thrilled.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
And that's when I started listening again.
The Kel & Co. Morning Show. Weekday mornings on the Real Talk Radio Network.
This is Ashley and Pat with Epic Design and Build. Join us on our show, The Epic Hour, from house to home, on Saturdays at 1 and Sundays at 11, where we'll talk about kitchens and bathroom renovations, home additions, and even outdoor living spaces and hardscapes. Each of our projects are thoughtfully designed with our on-staff design team. Material selections, floor plans, architectural design, 3D renderings are just a few of the services that we offer in addition to the build-out phases of construction. If you're interested in contacting Epic, you can reach us at epicdesignandbuild.com.
Having problems getting Real Talk Radio? There's several options to get the voice of freedom. 93.3 FM in the West St. Louis area. 104.3 FM in Hannibal, Quincy, and Vandalia areas. 100.7 FM, 1010 AM in the St. Louis City, County, and Illinois areas. 107.3 FM in the Rolla and Steelville areas. And anywhere, anytime on the Real Talk app. Go to Google or Apple and click on the Real Talk Eco logo. Now, more ways than ever to get the voice of freedom. All the info's at realtalkradionetwork.com.
In America. Representative Richard West here. I host a new show, Open Forum, on Saturday afternoons from 5 to 6 p.m. We talk about the problems of yesterday, the issues of today, and the dreams of tomorrow. We'll also be following our Missouri legislature as the session begins with real inside information and real talk about the issues. So tune in Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. or listen to our podcast on the 93.3 Real Talk Radio Network.
America. Steve Hauer here, inviting you to listen to my program, The Hauer Hour, heard on this station every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast at 6 p.m. The Hauer Hour boldly shares God's truth and love. Love that avoids the truth is not true love, and truth taught without compassion has no impact. Jesus defined himself as the way, the truth, and the key to abundant life. Whether you know it or not, he considers you his precious child. He's eager to welcome you home.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
I do listen. I also support it.
The voice of freedom.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I gotta tell you, I love stories where there's a bigger lesson. And I think that's why a lot of you are here. And I'm glad you're here. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. The life as we know it in radio and the way the Democrats are doing it, it can frustrate you. And you have to look for ways to sort of discern the truth from the lie. And this story, oh my gosh, I love sharing the story with you. I'm going to go ahead and make it into two segments because it's huge. And here's the first part of the story, and it's going to be a shocker to you, but before I get into it, I want to talk to you about a woman who says that porn liberated her. So here's what I want to begin with. I want to begin with some truths. The sex industry is huge, folks, for a reason. Sex is good. There are very few of you out there who will argue this with me. Conservatives. I know we're prudish about it. We don't like to talk about sex. I grew up raised by my grandparents, and you know, my grandmother just kind of alluded to it. I never got the birds and the bees talk or anything like that. It was just, you knew it was going to eventually happen, but you know, just earmuffs. I don't want to know. But as one of my friends would tell you, even bad sex is good. So you know this, you know it inherently. It's part of your DNA unless you've gotten the shot. Then maybe it's been modified because of your mRNA and Pfizer, but that's a whole other thing. Sex, folks, it's a discussion we should be having. You should have it as early as you can with your kids now, because the left is going to have this discussion with them. whether you like it or not. But here's the other part about it. It's something that will be with you your entire life for the most part, unless you go to war and, you know, you get your naughty bit shot off like a few guys did. And, you know, sadly, but it's going to be around. You're going to, and even if that were to happen, by the way, you still think about sex. Sex is alluring. It lures people of all ilk. It draws us in like moth to a flame. And here's the thing. Most of us learn how to control the want of sex, or at least contain it. I don't think you could ever control it. I mean, you're going to want it. You may want it with your mate, and some of you may want it with your mate and outside of with your mate. You know, make no mistake about it. Sex is a bold temptress. And to think otherwise is to be naive. So I want to make that the backdrop of this discussion, because we should not feel like it's something that can't be discussed, that it's taboo. Look, Christ followers, I get it. We say, okay, you find your mate. Well, first of all, you shouldn't have premarital sex. People do. They do. I mean, it's a sin like other sins. Then if you have sex in your marriage, you know, there are societal norms to all of it, even though, let's face it, as I tell people all the time, I don't go around thinking about how Christians have sex or how heathens have sex. I just figure you're probably having sex if you're an adult. And certainly in a relationship. And I know that, you know, education system teaches, oh, Kevin, there's 14,000 different variations of how your sex is. Asexuality, asexuality. They give you 15 different definitions, just like there are 71 genders, right? Okay, whatever. What I know about sex, I've learned at the common sense level. I didn't study it. I'm not looking for the freaky-dee-dee-dee, because the way I look at it is everybody's a freak. There are people that go, well, the only way that I do sex is blah, blah, blah. And I go, that's freaky. And then other people go, I do sex and I do it like this here. And I go, that's freaky too, right? Because it's up to you, the individual or the individuals participating in it. That's the way it is. All this is a backdrop for something bigger, I promise you. I promise you. So this story is about a regular actress, a woman who grew up as an actress when she started as a kid at age 17. And she says that porn liberated her from Hollywood, essentially. The article is titled, Sitcom Star Maitland Ward Says Doing Porn is Soul-Changing. And it caught my eye, because she's a Disney actress. She was a Disney actress who's now doing porn. And the Disney part of it's fascinating as well, because, you know, they're under fire for, you know, having, you know, I mean, kind of preparing kids, I guess, grooming them for porn. So here's what it says, the article, how it reads. Former Disney star Maitland Ward credits doing porn with instilling her with confidence. Now, at the Christ-following level, the biblical level, I'm going, okay, come on now. Really? This is an article that some young girl is going to pass by and go, porn gave her confidence? I want to read this. Now, I know I'm not some little girl looking to get into porn, but I'm just saying it caught my eye, because I was thinking about it from the standpoint of, if I were a kid perusing Instagram or whatever they peruse, TikTok, and I saw this article, I'd be like, what? And I might read it, because it's interesting, right? So they go on, they say, the Boy Meets World alum has written about her transition from family-friendly entertainment to a successful career in the adult film industry in her memoir, Rated X, which is coming out this week. She criticizes the House of Mouse and praises porn for allowing her to blossom. While still in junior high school, Ward became a regular on the soap opera The Bold and the Beautiful and starred opposite Mario Lopez in the TV film Killing Mr. Griffin. So needless to say, she was up for some big awards. Says in 1998, her character of Rachel McGuire was introduced to the ABC sitcom Boy Meets World, which starred a couple of people that I don't even know. Says the actress grew up, here we go, Here we go. Y'all are about to figure out why this story got more intriguing to me. It says the actress who grew up Christian and with a Bible-thumping grandmother is critical of the way she was objectified by employees of Disney, ABC's parent company, while filming the sitcom. Now, note how they worked in. She grew up Christian with a Bible-thumping grandmother. But, oh, this is supposed to be a condemnation of Hollywood. And it's supposed to be a condemnation of Disney. But in condemning Disney, she goes from doing soft porn to hard porn and writing a book called Rated X. And she wants us to believe that the former family-friendly entertainer found her salvation in pornography. I find this fascinating. So she goes on to say, here's what happened with her at Disney. I was asked to try on lingerie for producers in the office. Ward writes, this happened more than once, as Rachel was the only character to consistently take off her clothes. An assistant would gather me from the dressing room and take me upstairs, where I'd be provided with a series of options, some playful and girlish, some so provocative, I knew Disney would never approve them, but still, I would try them on. Well, it made me wonder, who took her upstairs? What assistant would do this? How many people at family-friendly Disney are women? How many watched this young girl be objectified by Disney, trying on outfits that they knew she was not going to wear on Disney, and they said absolutely nothing? How many? And oh, here's a question. Where were her parents? Why did she not blow the whistle on this? This woman, I'm going to give you a little bit of insight now. Maitland, whatever her name is, she's now 45 years old. We're talking about 28 years ago, and she's just now revealing what happened to Disney. Lucky for Harvey Weinstein, he didn't get a chance at her because Disney was too busy taking advantage of her. How many other young girls got the same treatment as she? I don't have any answers to this stuff. I'm posing these as I decipher, who's really to blame here. Try on lingerie for producers, knowing that it's not going to be used in the show, and alarm bells didn't go off for anybody at Disney. Alarm bells didn't go off for anybody in her satellite, in her sphere of influence, to go, wait a minute, why you got my daughter trying on lingerie? Where was Bible-thumping grandma in all of this? We don't have any answers, do we? Ward said, get this, I love this part. She was forced to change behind a curtain so thin, here's what she says, I'm sure they could see the silhouette of my naked form. When she stepped out, the group of, get this, pay attention people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, mostly men, would pass judgment on whether the outfits, quote, showed too much or not nearly enough to get the boys watching the series excited. The group of, wait a minute, what was that? Mostly men. So this girl goes up, tries on lingerie that in front of mostly men, and the not so mostly women say nothing. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time
time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Hey folks, it's Kevin at Generations Marketplace. Well, I've been on here a couple months telling you about how easy it is to advertise with Real Talk Radio and how amazing these people are and how easy they make the process. But now I'm here to tell you about how well it works. Every week we have two or three, four or five people come in and telling us, I heard you on the radio. So if you're looking to advertise with a radio station that has a loyal following and an amazing mission, give Real Talk Radio a try.
Call 636-299-3702 to become a part of the Real Talk family and let us help you write your success story. You won't be sorry.
People from all over are finding the voice of freedom.
St. Louis, Wright City.
Union,
Berger,
Troy, Missouri,
New Florence,
Washington, Pacific, Missouri,
Franklin County.
Got great reception in all of Franklin County.
Why are people far and near tuning into the Real Talk Radio Network?
I listen to it because I believe in freedom of choices and the freedom of being an American.
What I like the most about it is they always mention God.
I'm angry at everything that has happened with the politics.
Giving you thousands of reasons to listen every day. The Real Talk Radio Network.
Take one for the Tap That App promo. Couldn't find a sexy woman, so we have to use producer Dan.
What am I saying? Tap That App?
Yeah, but they want it real sexy, kind of sultry-like.
From me?
Yes.
Oh.
And recording.
You know you want to tap that app.
Just go to Google or Apple, search the Real Talk Radio Network, and click on the Eagle logo. Then the Real Talk Radio Network will be available to you on demand, anytime, anywhere.
Tap that app.
Okay, that's a wrap, Dan.
Hey, tap that app.
That's enough, Dan.
Dan Bongino.
Hillary Clinton operated an unauthorized computer server. She kept in the bathroom at the Chappaqua House I was at many, many times. She trafficked in classified information because she had no government email account. We know people knew about it because Barack Obama's BlackBerry had her personal email address whitelisted. So it was a government conspiracy, meaning a lot of people knew about it and colluded to keep it quiet.
Tune into the Dan Bongino Show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 p.m. right here on Real Talk, the voice of freedom.
He grew up fighting for America the right way. Instilled in him was Christian and conservative values. He's a political science major. He's even an author of Conservative Prudence, Fighting for America the Right Way. He is Victor Nieves.
Like I say all the time, if you don't know the Constitution, if you don't know your rights, well, then frankly, you stand no chance whatsoever at ever being able to defend or protect those rights.
The Victor Nieves Show, weekday afternoons at 5 on the Real Talk Radio Network. Show that you're a Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter with Real Talk merchandise, polos, t-shirts, v-necks, biker shirts, tumblers, koozies and coffee mugs, and stuff for veterans. All available at realtalkradionetwork.com. Support the voice of freedom and wear it proud. Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter merchandise at realtalkradionetwork.com. That's realtalkradionetwork.com.
The real estate market is changing rapidly. Don't get left behind. After 25 years in the business, we have worked through the highs and lows. We understand the market and what it takes to get you top dollar. Your home can have its own commercial right here on Real Talk Radio Network. Call Rick or Tracy Ellis with eXp Realty for a private consultation today at 636-299-3702 or visit TracyEllis.com.
The Patriot Enclave with Brian Nieves and crew is growing more and more every day.
I'm a first-time caller.
You can become a coveted director.
As a first-time caller, you are a welcome addition to the Patriot Enclave. The next time you call, on call number two, you are going to become a director of the Patriot Enclave.
With all the fanfare.
All the appropriate fanfare.
The Patriot Enclave, weekdays from 3 until 5 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here talking about a woman who said that porn allowed her to blossom. And I don't buy it. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. As I mentioned before, you know, sex is an alluring thing, and the porn industry understands that. It is a multi-billion dollar industry, even though now it's completely changed from the old days where you had magazines and, you know, the skin flicks that, you know, that were on DVD, or not on DVD, on some recording medium, and they were difficult to get. Now, porn is so readily available, I don't know how you can even make money, make money at it. But this former Disney star, her name is Maitland Ward, credits doing porn with instilling her confidence. And she went from doing these very benign things. She was in a soap opera. She was in this teen show called Boy Meets World. And the question is about what transitioned her from family-friendly entertainment to a, quote, successful career in the adult film industry. And I say to you, it's kind of like a Stormy Daniels story. She got caught up in the elixir of Hollywood, the little bit of the touch, the taste of stardom. She never got it, not in a big way. And so she's now saying, you know, porn is what saved me. It saved her from her Bible-thumping grandmother, saved her from herself. Let me put it this way. I'm going to predict to you that in the next decade, we're going to hear back from Maitland Ward, and she's going to tell us how porn destroyed her. So anyway, she's regaled us with this. She's written a story, and she's regaled us with this idea that she, at Disney, they were already sexualizing her. So what we see is Hollywood is this rotten to its core thing. There was always this other little piece out there, this little piece of sunshine called Disney. And she's saying, no, Disney wasn't nearly the sunshine that you thought it was. In fact, they objectified me. They made me try on lingerie in front of mostly men. But the women that were there said nothing. The people who led me up to go get my wardrobe, the lingerie, and put me behind this very thin curtain where they could see my naked form were women, assistants, and they said nothing. This is a Harvey Weinstein light version of the story we know about him. And she's now just condemning it. This happened when she was 17 years old. She's now 45. 28 years ago, a holy mother of Brett Kavanaugh, we're now learning about these lecherous Disney men who probably did exactly what she said, but she and everybody around her, everybody in her little universe, said nothing. Nobody in the Disney universe did anything. But what have we been told? What's the bill of goods we've been sold, America? Well, Disney's wholesome. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to live for Sunday night when they would show that. When you wish upon a star, do 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 do. I love that. And the little sprite would come out and ding, and the show would come on. And you know what it would be? It would be wholesome entertainment, wholesome family entertainment. Not a bunch of oversexed whatevers, not a bunch of gender fluid, blah, 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 just wholesome family entertainment. And what this lady is telling us is, no, sometime between when you were watching Disney, Kevin, and when I was there, they started sexualizing us. I'm shocked. There's gambling in the casino. So she's trying on this lingerie in front of the Disney executives who are saying no, but and they're trying to balance between how much do we do to make you sexy without over sexualizing you. Thus, we'll try on these different outfits, and you know what? Throw in a couple of them we know are going to be a little over sexual because we just want to see her form. And just for the record, Miss Maitland Ward at the age of 45 looks really good. She does. Good for her. And I think there's a part of her that she's feeding her ego with this story. She wants us to know that, you know, I showed them. Hollywood thought it had me. My Bible-thumping grandmother who brought me up in this Christian environment thought she had me. Because, see, that was a part of the story we really didn't need. I kind of would have assumed that she's a Disney and she's a kid wanting to make films. She didn't go to Bob Guccione and try to do a spread, pardon the pun, in Penthouse. She went to Disney, for goodness sakes. 28 years ago, as a young child actress, I sort of got the idea that she probably grew up wholesome. But they got to tell us that in the story, that her grandmother, she grew up Christian and her grandmother was a Bible thumper. So she's just as complicit as Disney. Yeah, I wonder how much they hid from Grandma. I wonder how much she hid from Grandma. Oh, the inner demons that lurk. She says she remembers a producer saying with an embarrassed chuckle, "You're like a daughter to me," before she was directed to try on another outfit. And then she drops dime on Hollywood. Wait a minute, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm about to shock you. She says to be expendable is to be a woman in Hollywood. Oh, what? I had no idea. She writes, "You're not worth anything to anyone if you can't prop up your man." Interesting, because I know there are a lot of Hollywood women that have done quite well without their men. Pretty Woman, what's her face? Julia Roberts? She's done pretty well. She wasn't propping up any man. Meryl Streep? Who's her husband? I remember Julia Roberts married a couple of dudes, but I don't think any of them propped up her career. Lyle Lovett? What's that Hispanic dude? Did he used to be in Law and Order? Did he prop up her career? No, she propped up her own career. I mean, look, if we're going to make excuses, let's make them legit. What we have here is a woman who was playing wholesome roles. Suddenly she could only get, I forget what they said in the article, but she could only get like basic stuff. She couldn't get anything good. I know what they said. They said she would appear as a cosplay model on the red carpet. So she went to Hollywood with a dream of being successful, and she got close. She was in a sitcom. Maybe she didn't want to play the game. Maybe I don't know, honestly. Maybe when she was trying on the lingerie, she started getting the picture like, oh, wait a minute. And then Harvey Weinstein called and said, "Hey, listen, I hear Disney is going to throw you away. You want to come over here and work with me?" And she went, "Oh, no, I don't want to do that, because that would be really nasty. Oh." And then she goes to porn. Yeah. See, I like to connect the dots and go. Now, if she said, "You know what, Holly, I learned that Disney really stunk." And I was like, "What? This is a wholesome thing. I grew up Christian and with a Bible thumping grandma. I decided to go into making religious films." I'd get it. Wouldn't that be just as much of a catharsis? Wouldn't it be, what does she call it? It allowed her to blossom. Do you think that maybe religion could have allowed her to blossom? Why would she go the other way? And why do they want young girls to read this article that to understand that, you know what? You can go to Hollywood. You can go do whatever. You could get so close to the brass ring and they're still going to get you. But you know what you always have control over? That body of yours. That's right. It's your body. You can do what you want. Me too. Hashtag me too. Put whatever you want. You can do what you want with that body. Go do some porn. They write, a few years later, Ward, now 45, started posting nude and topless photos on social media. I wonder where she got that idea. Holy mother of Kim Kardashian. And she garnered a large following. I'm shocked. She garnered a large following posting nudes on social media. In 2019, she announced on Instagram that she was starring in a full-length skin flick called Drive. The movie, directed by veteran porn actress Caden Cross, cast her as an innocent woman who's starting to blossom, much like Ward's own metamorphosis. Oh, I can hardly wait to see this on Disney next year. I know you're going, "Kevin, what's the big deal?" The big deal is that how these people try to marginalize something and make it appear as though she's made the right decision. After all, folks, it is her body. This blossoming that occurred. You blossom with porn. You blossom with sex. Oh, no, she's no longer being objectified by Disney. Now she's doing it to herself. A one-trick pony, pardon the pun. I just don't know how these people think. What are your thoughts?
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty wants to put you in the home of your dreams. A house is what you rent. A home is where you'll nail your family sign, where you bring your first baby, where you enjoy hot chocolate on a snowy morning, or have to set the card table up for the first family Thanksgiving, where all the neighborhood kids come to play on the slip and slide. Contact the Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty today at 636-299-3702. 636-299-3702.
The Real Talk Radio Network. KRTK Herman. KVMO Vandalia. KXEN. K264CY St. Louis. The voice of freedom.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A state of emergency has been declared for Buffalo and parts of western New York ahead of the season's first major snowstorm. Governor Kathy Hochul.
What we're talking about is a major storm. This is considered an extreme event, an extreme weather event. That means it's dangerous. It also means it's life-threatening.
National Weather Service says the like-effect snowstorm could dump up to 4 feet of snow by Sunday. It's a changing of the guard for House Democrats after Nancy Pelosi's announcement that she's stepping down from her leadership position.
I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress. For me, the hour has come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus that I so deeply respect.
Pelosi and the other House Democratic leaders are now in their 80s. But as Bob Agnew reports, the Senate's oldest Republican apparently has no plans to retire anytime soon.
89-year-old Charles Grassley of Iowa just won re-election last week to another six-year term. He's already filed the paperwork to run for re-election again in 2028. By that time, the senator would be 95, and if re-elected, more than 100 by the end of that term. Even after an October poll suggested Grassley's race narrowing over voter concerns about his age, he easily gained re-election to an eighth term, defeating his opponent by 12 points. Bob Agnew reporting.
North Korea has fired an intercontinental ballistic missile that landed near Japanese waters. It's the second major weapons test this month that showed a potential ability to launch nuclear strikes on all of the U.S. mainland. Continued turmoil at Twitter. The company is losing engineers and other workers after its new owner, Elon Musk, gave them a choice, either pledge to hardcore work or resign with severance pay. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month. A savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on the
Real Talk Radio Network weather, brought to you by the Rick and Tracy Ellis Real Estate Team.
Cold as air, the season so far has rolled into the bi-state area. It's going to be sunny, a high today of only 32 degrees. Very cold tonight with clear skies. Overnight lows dropping to around 20 for Saturday and Sunday. Cold weather sticks around through the weekend, but at least it's sunny. High temperatures both days near 40 degrees. Warmer air returns Monday, sunny with highs in the low 50s. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Betsy Mawson with First State Bank Mortgage and your host of Spouses Financing Houses. My husband Matt and I are a husband and wife team with over 20 years of experience in the mortgage industry. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, give us a call at 636-293-0577. And make sure to tune into our show, Spouses Financing Houses.
Saturday mornings at 10 on the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom. Keep the Real Talk Radio Network with you all day long.
I listen every day, and I'm interactive on the app quite a bit.
Tap that app. Tap that app.
Oh, no, you got producer Dan started again.
I live in Troy, but I work in St. Louis, and I listen all day long, but my morning drive in and then my evening driving home. This is the only station I ever listen to.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a home? Are you looking to build or buy land? Maybe you're thinking about making some home improvements, or you have questions about building inspections and home repairs. If so, tune in to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m., where you'll hear all of the information about real estate.
So you have some valuable land, but you really don't need it, and you don't want to pay the taxes. Plus, it's too much to take care of, and the last thing you want is a fast-talking auctioneer to swindle you for a fraction of its worth.
You sold my land for how much? I can't even understand you.
Let the Rick and Tracy Ellis team test the market to get you top dollar. Call us now at 636-299-3702 or email Tracy at TracyEllis.com.
Real talk. Real truth.
Dr. Naputi is always good.
You know, you don't have to follow the sheep.
I listen to your station because you speak the truth.
I like the fact that it's a true station that we can actually listen to and know that we're getting the actual news. We're actually getting the truth of the story. And it's true patriots, a place where patriots can come and unite and have one voice.
Keep getting the message out.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
The views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You've heard me talk about the Uniparty. There are many other people talking about it. Years ago, people were bringing up, Kevin, you seem to think there's a two-party system, whatever. And I'm like, look, I get it. It's the lesser of two evils. And I'll tell you something. Think about this. I was explaining this to somebody, and he told me, he goes, you know, I never thought about that. I said, okay. So the Democrats cry and yell and complain about all these things they wanted. They wanted open borders. They wanted Obamacare. They wanted illegals to vote. All kinds of stuff. Obama gets elected in 2008. They hold the House and the Senate and Obama from 2008 to 2010. And the only thing that got accomplished was Obamacare. Now, they could have railroaded, pick whatever you want, but they could have gotten through whatever they wanted, whatever is on their little wildest leftist imagination. They had the most popular dude on the planet who had both the House and the Senate, and the only thing they passed was Obamacare. Now, the Republicans voted down party lines every single time. They would not allow the Democrats to do what they wanted to do, but that shouldn't have mattered. They were running on a fuel that we'd never seen politically, and they had both houses. And nothing, I mean, really and truly, in terms of their agenda, it didn't happen. And then the same thing happened. I think Trump, didn't he have both the House and the Senate for 2 years? Donald Trump comes in. Republicans could get whatever they wanted. Nothing happens. So, and it's rare that it does, by the way. Those occurrences are very rare. It's generally when you have the president, he won't have the House, but he'll have the Senate. Or he'll have the Senate, but he won't have the House. It's usually he won't have the House, but he'll have the Senate. And if there's a regime change, that new president will have it'll flip. The party in charge will lose the House and maybe get the Senate. But it's rare that they have all of them, you know, the presidency, the House, and the Senate. But ask yourself this, when they have it all, what gets accomplished? Nothing. And that's why I'm telling you, there's a cabal. These guys get together and they just decide, okay, who's going to be the winners and the losers? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's a story about the Uniparty. They said, even as Biden has warned voters of electing MAGA Republicans to office, Democrats have been spending millions of dollars to help them win primaries. This is what the Washington reported earlier this week. The report, comprising analysis by the Post, found that the Democratic groups had spent $53 million on ads against GOP primary candidates. The attack ads were directed at candidates seen more politically moderate, effectively helping their Trump-endorsed, Trump-aligned challengers win the primary. So just stop for a second and say, well, wait a minute. The Trump people, they should win. You know, we're for them. We're all MAGA people. We like them. The Democrats already know. We're setting the stage so that if you are a MAGA guy and you lose, we're going to say, well, wait a minute. Didn't you see that Joe Biden was talking about MAGA? We're anti-MAGA. We're anti-ultra MAGA. You're a semi-fascist, etc. So they when those guys lose, there'll be a legitimate reason as to why they lost. So the Democrats are I love how they call them these moderate candidates. These are the people, because I'll give you some examples here in a second. But they said the biggest expenditure was in the Illinois gubernatorial race, where the campaign of incumbent Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker and the Democratic Governors Association spent $34.5 million to elevate Republican state Senator Darren Bailey in the primary, and he won it on June 28th. Bailey was endorsed by President Trump and his question of results of the 2020 presidential election. He attracted notoriety, they write, for analogizing abortion with the Holocaust and for co-sponsoring state legislation to expel Chicago from the state of Illinois for progressive politics. Now, they consider this guy radical because he supports election integrity. He essentially makes abortion look like genocide, and he sees Chicago as a not representative of the state of Illinois because its politics don't represent the average citizen of Illinois. But anyway, the campaign, J.B. Pritzker and the Democratic Governors Association elevated him. Now, I'm going to tell you, I think this strategy is going to backfire on the Democrats. But this is what the Uniparty wants to do. They see it as, well, if we don't get the guy that we want is Republican, we'll put money in to get the one that we hope we'll be able to defeat. And I'll tell you something. The Lincoln Project, who is one of these right-wing nut job cases that wants Trump out, they're doing the same thing. Folks, it's a Uniparty. They said campaign spending in support of other pro-Trump Republican candidates amounts to nearly $19 million, with the largest expenditure coming from the Senate Majority PAC, which spent $3.2 million to help retired Brigadier General Don Bolduc win New Hampshire's GOP Senate primary. The PAC's ads have targeted State Senator Chuck Morse, a moderate candidate endorsed by Governor Chris Sununu, as another sleazy politician. Now, Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire is a sleazeball. Whoever he's endorsed is sleazy. That's why I come back to, I think this is not going to work for the Democrats, but they still see it as it's okay to do this because we think we're going to win. Now, when it does get to beyond the primaries and these people that have gotten in, let me tell you what happens at that point. This is where we get about beyond the mules. The Democrats and the Republicans then work to cheat whoever they want in, and they handpick them. I'm telling you, they get in a room. McConnell and Chuck Schumer and Pelosi and Andrew McCarthy, they get together and they say, winners, losers, winners, losers. Here's how this needs to go down. They all agree. Under the cloak and dagger, and then they leave. And we think we've got free and fair elections. So, again, you can read this report. I don't know where it was at. But just Google Democrats helping Republicans in the primaries. You'll find this story. Nothing new under the sun, folks. I'm going to tell you right now, we are so far from free and fair elections. It hurts my heart. But we can win it back. So hang in there, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
The Real Talk Radio Network. Thank you for your support and words of encouragement.
It's very enlightening. Very enlightening. Thanks for what you guys do. God bless you guys.
Thank you so much. It's the best thing that's happened in St. Louis, and I so appreciate you guys doing it.
You guys are the only station I don't listen to anymore, man.
Please support our sponsors, and we'll keep the truth coming. The Real Talk Radio Network. The voice.
Imagine waking up every day and looking forward to helping local businesses in the St. Louis area grow while growing your income and helping get the truth out.
The Real Talk Radio Network is looking for motivated advertiser advocates.
The income potential is unlimited and the work schedule is flexible. The sky is the limit.
Wait, why put a limit on the potential you could achieve with the Real Talk Radio Network?
And with our new tower, the signal will be even stronger and reach more listeners, making this the perfect opportunity.
If this intrigues you, contact Tracy Ellis at 636-299-3702.
A rhino, a very large, potentially dangerous creature with a small brain, or a Republican in name only, also potentially dangerous, or Republican radio in name only. Exactly what the Real Talk Radio Network isn't. Sure, it may be more financially feasible to ride the fence, to call yourself a conservative station, but still say what they want to hear and cave to the pressure. Here at the Real Talk Radio Network, we're proud to be the voice of truth.
No rhino radio here.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
The Real Talk Radio Network salutes you, the Freedom Fighter.
We fight by supporting your radio station, getting the message out of what you guys are doing. We support small businesses. We support the farmers. We're not going to be out in the street protesting. We're going to do it with our money and our brains.
Keep fighting the good fight, and we'll be right there with you. The Real Talk Radio Network.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, host of The Kevin Jackson Show. If you tune in every weekday from 4 to 6 a.m., I will show you no holds barred conservatism, and I promise a few belly laughs. Conservatives, you represent the real America, and I won't let you succumb to that leftist weenieism. So check out The Kevin Jackson Show from 4 to 6 a.m. on Real Talk 93.3, the voice of freedom.
More and more freedom fighters all over the greater St. Louis area are finding the Real Talk Radio Network.
I listen out here in Cuba, Missouri, every day.
You guys are getting the word out.
I spread the word as much as I can, and God bless you guys for all you do. I hope you have a sensational day.
We're listening. That's why you guys keep getting the message out.
That 107.3, as the old truckers used to say, is wall-to-wall and treetop tall out here. We like it.
Keep listening and keep spreading the word, and we'll keep the truth coming. The Real Talk Radio Network.
When I'm listening to the radio, you are the station that I have on.
I really enjoy Dr. Nefuti.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Oh, I love it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You gotta love the work of O'Keefe and Project Veritas. And the reason why I say this is it's not just limited to outing senators or outing, Facebook executives and people like that. It's all over the map. These guys, when take whatever the problem, this is what I love about them and what I love about what we do. James O'Keefe looks at a problem and says, let's go after it. If it's school board members, let's go after it. If it's teachers who are crooked, who are trying to slip in their ideology, go after them. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. An administrator, I'm reading this, at a posh Manhattan private school was placed on leave after being filmed talking about sneaking her democratic views and activism into the classroom. I'm surprised she had to sneak. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out everything that we do. Folks, we're doing some amazing things, and I really hope you jump on the bandwagon and help us out the little bit that we ask for when you can. And sometimes all that means is spreading the word. I have friends that I talk to all the time. They'll say, Kevin, I tell everybody about your show. Great. I hope you know what? Get them in a room, hold them at gunpoint, and make them listen. No, I'm just kidding. There are people, that Kevin, he's mean-spirited, man. No, but go seriously, force them to say, look, have you listened? Have you listened? Are you a racist or have you listened? You know, but get them to listen because I think they're going to like what they hear. At least I hope they do. They're your friends. They're not my friends. I'm going to go all Joe Biden on you, get all angry. They're your friends. You should have your friends listening to my show. You should have your friends listening to my show. Anyway, look, to me, this is a joke that people are even talking. Are you kidding? The schools are indoctrinating the kids. Even at the prestigious school level. I think I told you guys, when I lived in Missouri, one of my friends said, Kevin, consider having your kid go to this prestigious school where my children and grandchildren went. I'll pay for it. It's like $40,000 a year. I said, man, we're moving. I take you up on it, but we're moving. Because he wanted conservative black kids in this school because the kids that were going were disruptive. They were, you know, they didn't care about the rules or anything. So I spent a lot of time working to get this school on track, you know, getting this school, you know, whatever. I spent certainly a good enough amount of time to say I tried. And I worked with the parents, and these people were afraid. They're paying $40 a year for two or three kids, $40,000 a year for two or three kids, and afraid to speak out. Why? Because they don't want their kids to get kicked out of that school because it's so prestigious. And I said, well, it won't be prestigious very long if you keep this up. So I went to this school. This school where they charge money is bringing in all these woke teachers. It was run by leftists, and this is a school where you guys won't believe this, it's true. This is a high school that had an endowment of over $500 million. If you went on campus, it looked like a college campus. I went to the weight room, the gym. It was better than most college campuses on this high school. Their facilities were second to none. They wanted for nothing. And they were bringing in leftism. And it was a big controversy. The school, there was a controversy because the kids came out publicly, the white kids, and said, look, you have two sets of standards. You have a standard for these minority kids, and you have a standard for us. You're holding us to a higher standard. You're letting them get away with this, which means you're lowering our standards. And it became a national thing. But that's the only thing that moved them, was it got national news coverage. So anyway, the Trinity School is where this lady was sneaking in her Democratic activism into the classroom. They announced in a letter to the students and parents that an investigation was being launched into the comments by Jennifer Jen Norris, a director of student activities at the Upper East Side Fixture. Norris had said she tries to, quote, disrupt the school's curriculum in a recording published last week by Project Veritas. And they said, here's what she said. There's always groups of teachers who want to do these activist things, but the administration just wouldn't let us, Norris said in the clip. And it was a guy wearing a lapel camera. She says, so we've just been sneaking in through the cracks. I don't hide how I feel, but I can't pretend I'm not promoting an agenda, even though I clearly am with all the stuff that I'm doing. That's what the lady says on camera. So I will give this Upper East Side Fixture, this particular school, credit, because they say, nope, we aren't allowing it. But the people they hire are sneaking it in. Now, here's what I would ask. Why aren't the students complaining? Why aren't the parents complaining? Why didn't the administration know? Why did it take Project Veritas to out this? And look, this is one upper crust school. But I promise you, it's happening all over the country, everywhere. And James O'Keefe probably has better things to do. I mean, I would like to get behind the scenes of Biden's administration and hear just how sick he is. I'd like to get reflections on just how people feel about Kamala Harris. I'd like to get into the inner sanctum, get O'Keefe into the inner sanctum where he's outing private conversations. Remember when Trump was president? Everything this man did was in the New York Times. Joe Biden, no leaks. No leaks about his health, his dementia. No, very few leaks about Kamala Harris. I mean, we learned that people quit. Oh, they quit, they quit, they quit, they quit. They can't cover that up because people are going to leave. But we don't hear any leaks. We don't hear any leaks about Hunter Biden. We don't hear any leaks about Dr. Jill. We don't hear any leaks about the scandals, ongoing scandals, happening inside of the Biden administration. Who's the big guy? Where are the leaks on these, all these things that are pending? We hear nothing. But if Trump were in office, it'd be leak after leak after leak. Let me ask you, do you think it's not, there are no leaks? Or do you think that the media has said, leave it alone? I don't have an answer. But I'm going to make you a bet that there are leaks and they're not being covered. They're not being addressed. They know, just like the FBI knew from 2019 about Hunter Biden's laptop. What'd they do? They said nothing. They didn't want to cover it. And they would have influenced the election? No. I mean, it would have validated what was already going to happen, which is a Trump landslide. But they wouldn't have been able to pull the landslide off because it would have been a big deal and they would have had to regroup. So they told the DOJ, hold it. And they did it. What else are they holding? What else don't you know? Look at what this teacher did. Are you paying attention to your kids' curriculum? Are you talking to your children, asking them, what are they being taught? Because if you're not, you should be.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. The real estate market is changing rapidly. Don't get left behind. After 25 years in the business, we have worked through the highs and lows. We understand the market and what it takes to get you top dollar. Your home can have its own commercial right here on Real Talk Radio Network. Call Rick or Tracy Ellis with eXp Realty for a private consultation today at 636-299-3702 or visit TracyEllis.com.
He grew up fighting for America the right way. Instilled in him was Christian and conservative values. He's a political science major. He's even an author of Conservative Prudence, Fighting for America the Right Way. He is Victor Nieves.
Like I say all the time, if you don't know the Constitution, if you don't know your rights, well, then frankly, you stand no chance whatsoever at ever being able to defend or protect those rights.
The Victor Nieves Show, weekday afternoons at 5 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
And I ain't gonna buckle under the weight of the past.
Hey, this is St. Charles County Sheriff Scott Lewis from the Sheriff Lewis Investigates Show on Saturday evenings from 6 to 7. Where we debunk fake news and the corporate media. We'll bring guests in that'll give you an inside scoop on what's going on in the law enforcement world and the bigger criminal justice system. That's the Sheriff Lewis Investigates Show, Saturday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network.
The Real Talk Radio Network is proud to be bringing you the voice of freedom. It's certainly been an uphill battle, but calls like this make it worthwhile.
Yes, I wanted to thank you all for your fantastic radio station. It is just so great to have all this information out in the open instead of having to search and scratch and scrounge to find it on your own in different nooks and crannies. So thank you very, very much.
The truth and the voice of freedom. The Real Talk Radio Network. Behind the Bush with Billy and Christy Bush.
I'm Christy Bush with my husband, Billy Bush.
They'll keep you updated on what's going on with the Bush family. And just like the reality show, you never know what's going to happen.
Hey, hello, Billy.
With your wonderful husband, Billy Bush. You always got to say wonderful husband. I have been a really good husband over the last 30-some-odd years, right?
We will just say... Billy Bush.
Behind the Bush with Billy and Christy Bush.
We're lucky to have each other, aren't we, darling?
Uh-huh.
Saturday nights at 7, exclusively on the Real Talk Radio Network. You listen to us, and we're listening to you.
Deborah, Pacific, Missouri, and I listen to Real Talk 16 hours a day.
Why not more?
Because I'm sleeping.
Support the Real Talk Radio Network and our sponsors.
I have a list of the supporters, or the advertisers, and I'm going to support them.
And keep the voice of freedom alive.
I think it's incredible, and I think Tracy and Rick have gone out on the limb to support our nation. I am just so grateful. Just so grateful for that.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network. In America.
Representative Richard West here. I host a new show, Open Forum, on Saturday afternoons from 5 to 6 p.m. We talk about the problems of yesterday, the issues of today, and the dreams of tomorrow. We'll also be following our Missouri legislature as the session begins with real inside information and real talk about the issues. So tune in Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. or listen to our podcast on the 93.3 Real Talk Radio Network.
Steve Hauer here, inviting you to listen to my program, The Hauer Hour, heard on this station every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast at 6 p.m. The Hauer Hour boldly shares God's truth and love. Love that avoids the truth is not true love, and truth taught without compassion has no impact. Jesus defined himself as the way, the truth, and the key to abundant life. Whether you know it or not, he considers you his precious child. He's eager to welcome you home.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a home? Are you looking to build or buy land? Maybe you're thinking about making some home improvements, or you have questions about building inspections and home repairs. If so, tune in to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m., where you'll hear all of the information about real estate.
I stream this all day while I work.
In the food, you can't mess up.
Voice of Freedom.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Isn't it a good barometer on how well your guy is doing how well your party is doing by how well received the leader is. I mean, I don't think that's too far much of a stretch, right? I think you would agree. And as we all know, the Democrats are leaderless. They're rudderless. The people leading the Democratic Party are a group of very, very wealthy people that shoehorn Joe Biden in. And Joe Biden wants to believe with all of his heart and that feeble brain of his that he is the choice. I honestly don't know if I can tell you that Joe Biden doesn't believe he actually got 81 million votes. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. But look, no matter how we slice it, no matter how many people we believe are behind the curtain pulling Joe Biden's strings, he is considered the leader of the Democratic Party. And so with that, he's the one who signs the bills. He's the one who sets the strategy, perceived or otherwise. He's the guy. The buck stops with him, regardless of what's happening behind the scenes. I mean, we all have to agree on that. Now, even if you don't agree with me, do me a favor. Set it aside for now, and let's just say Joe Biden is the de facto, because I'm not saying he's, you know, let me put that a different way, because de facto means he is it. He is the person who's been put to lead the party, whether he does it or not. We can all agree on that, right? I know I'm splitting hairs, but I want to be very clear, because I don't want people going, no, Kevin, I don't agree with that. This is not technically right. I don't want to deal with that. I just want to deal. Let's just move on. Can we move on? Okay, let's do it. So anyway, if that's the case, I've argued this with many a lefty. Why don't people want to campaign with Joe Biden? Now, before we go answer that question, I want to ask you this. Who is the de facto leader of the Republican Party? Now, some of you may say there is no single leader. Some of you may go, well, technically, it's Mitch McConnell. So I'll ask you this. Do you hear people quoting Mitch McConnell? Who gets more press, Mitch McConnell or Donald Trump? I think you know the answer to that. Now, you might say, well, I think it's DeSantis. No. I think DeSantis is an offshoot of Trump. He's a disciple. I don't think of him as a leader of the party. So I'll ask you this question. Who gets more press, DeSantis or Trump? I think you get it. On the left, Joe Biden gets the most press. He doesn't get as much as Trump, but he gets a lot. Of the Democrats, who gets the most press? Name me a Democrat. Even Barack Obama no longer gets as much press as Joe Biden. Correct or not? I mean, for those of you who are, well, Kevin, he's not the de facto leader. He's not the actual. Well, okay. However you slice it, who gets the most press on the Democratic side? Joe Biden. So, in my opinion, Joe Biden is the leader of the Democrats and Donald Trump is the leader of the Republicans. So, as I said, I think it's a pretty good barometer on how well your candidate is doing and how well your party is doing by the reception of your leader, of, you know, the party leader, Donald Trump. Donald Trump can come to any town, do a pop-up event, I mean, with Secret Service in tow, but he could do a pop-up event, and within a couple of hours, there would be thousands of people flocking to see Donald Trump. Joe Biden, with orchestration, cannot do an event that will have more people than Trump will have people with a Trump pop-up event. Does anybody disagree with me there? I don't think you do. So, let's take a look at a couple of things, because I'll ask you this question. Do you believe that Joe Biden, people that are running, we've got one of the most contested midterms coming up. Democrats are scared to death. There are Senate races that are happening that are critical to the Democratic Party. And there is not a single location that I'm aware of. I'm not going to tell you I know them all, but I can't think of a single location where the person running has said, bring me Joe Biden. Not in the primaries. and not in the general. I can't think of a single race. If you know one, let me know. I don't want to be a liar. And the reason why I couched it in is I can't think of it. One, I haven't heard of one, because that's my other thing. I don't want to be definitive because I can't be sure. But I'm almost positive there's not a single place where Joe Biden has been asked to come run. Now, I'm going to use Arizona because I live here. But I want to play a clip of Mark Kelly. This was a while back. He was asked if he wanted Joe Biden to run with him, to come in and stump with him. And I want you to listen to what he said, because we have a second clip that we're going to play in a minute. But here's Mark Kelly. He gets asked this question about getting support from Biden.
Would you want President Biden to come to Arizona and campaign with you?
Hey, I'll welcome anybody to come to Arizona, you know, travel around the state at any time, as long as I'm here, you know, if I'm not up in Washington in session, and talk about what Arizona needs. This water situation is significant, and right now we have some of the tools necessary to deal with it. I'm trying to get some answers from the Department of Interior on more, like, what authority do they have to make some decisions themselves on this, because as I said earlier, the other states are not stepping up to help Arizona deal with this. But if anybody wants to come to Arizona and talk about Arizona issues or issues that affect the country, I'll be here.
That's not exactly an open invitation to President Biden to come and campaign with you, even though he won the state of Arizona in 2020, saying you'd welcome anybody. Do you have concerns about whether President Biden is the best candidate to keep Arizona blue in 2024?
Not at all, Jake.
All right, Senator Kelly, good to see you. Thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it.
Jake Tapper holding Mark Kelly's feet to the fire. He asked him a simple question. Would you want Biden to come campaign with you? That was it. Go back. Play it back. Would you want Joe Biden to come campaign with you? And what does Kelly say? I invite anybody to come anytime. Come travel the state. And you know what he did? As long as I'm here. As long as I'm here. He didn't ask him, you know, do you want him to come campaign on your behalf with you present? I mean, why would you say that? As long as I'm here. In other words, if Biden came and said, I'm going to come do an event for you, whether you're here or not, let me ask you, because this will make more sense. Do you think if Blake Masters, who's running for Senate against Kelly, not the best candidate, but he's running, but do you think if Blake Masters was stumping at an event somewhere else and President Trump said, I'm going to come and campaign for you, that Blake Masters would say, no, don't do it? Blake Masters will take Trump campaigning for him whether he can make it or not. Mark Kelly, well, as long as I'm in town, I mean, then, yeah, but I invite him to come to state. So then what does he do? I bet you caught this. He pivoted. He says, I invite anybody to come at any time. You know, our water situation is significant. That's what's called a pivot. He wanted to get off the subject of Biden as quickly as he could. So what did he say? He says, well, we got all these water issues here in Arizona. And, you know, I want to know if the Department of Interior, what can they do? I mean, you know, we've got serious. Let me tell you something. You've never heard Mark Kelly talk about water until Jim Lehman, who was running for Senate, brought it up. And Jim Lehman said, if you can run pipelines across America, you can run for oil, you can run pipelines across America for water. You can take water from flooded areas like the Missouri River and Mississippi Rivers, and you can divert that flood water and bring it into places like California, Nevada, and New Mexico, and in Arizona, where there's desert, and we can get rid of our water issues. And Mark Kelly had never said a word about it. But he used it to get people's minds off of the notion that he technically said, I don't want Joe Biden to campaign. Now, we talked about this at the time. This was a month ago. Jake Tapper asking him. But What's interesting about what else Mark Kelly said was he said this. He said no other states are stepping up. Now, see, that's him saying, I didn't do anything, but it's the Department of Interior. They didn't do anything, and he doesn't even know the answer to his own questions of what authority do they have, but he's blaming other states. Nice pivot. And then Jake Tapper comes back and says, well, you didn't exactly answer my question, but I'll leave it alone for now. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Man, I mean, come on, people. Wake up and smell the roses.
Even before all the COVID craziness, Dr. Eric Napudi has been a fighter for truth, health, and freedom, and he's respected not only in the St. Louis area, but worldwide. Now he's invited his like-minded colleagues and friends to help. The so-called government health experts are putting their agenda before your health and well-being, and Dr. Eric and friends are debunking the evil and untruths and helping you live a happy, healthy, and free lifestyle. Dr. Eric Napudi and friends, weekdays from 9 till 11 a.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network. Network.
Dan Bongino.
Hillary Clinton operated an unauthorized computer server. She kept in the bathroom at the Chappaqua house I was at many, many times. She trafficked in classified information because she had no government email account. We know people knew about it because Barack Obama's BlackBerry had her personal email address whitelisted. So it was a government conspiracy, meaning a lot of people knew about it and colluded to keep it quiet.
Tune into the Dan Bongino Show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 p.m. right here on Real Talk, the voice of freedom.
This is Ashley and Pat with Epic Design and Build. Join us on our show, The Epic Hour, from house to home, on Saturdays at 1 and Sundays at 11, where we'll talk about kitchens and bathroom renovations, home additions, and even outdoor living spaces and hardscapes. Each of our projects are thoughtfully designed with our on-staff design team. Material selections, floor plans, architectural design, 3D renderings are just a few of the services that we offer in addition to the build-out phases of construction. If you're interested in contacting Epic, you can reach us at epicdesignandbuild.com.
The Kellen Co. Morning Show, weekday morning 6 to 9 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Real excited that Kel's back on.
They'll arm you with the ammunition you need to know to help protect your freedoms and navigate through this crazy world we live in. It's all live and it's all local. You never know who's going to stop by, and you never know what they're going to talk about.
When I heard you were back on the morning show, I was totally thrilled.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
And that's when I started listening again.
The Kellen Co. Morning Show, weekday mornings on the Real Talk Radio Network.
The left never stops marching. They're marching against our freedoms 24/7.
Now, more than ever, you need the truth.
I'm addicted to hearing the facts, the real facts about what's going on in the world, not just what the sheep are trying to tell you.
I love you guys. Really, I do. I listen to as many shows a day as I possibly can. I've called in several times.
Real Talk is the best station in the state, in the world, in the U.S.
Our voice and yours, the Real Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Betsy Mawson with First State Bank Mortgage and your host of Spouses Financing Houses. My husband Matt and I are a husband and wife team with over 20 years of experience in the mortgage industry. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, give us a call at 636-293-0577 and make sure to tune into our show, Spouses Financing Houses.
Saturday mornings at 10 on the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom. The Real Talk Radio Network app. Tap it.
Just go to Google or Apple, search the Real Talk Radio Network, and click on the Eagle logo. Then the Real Talk Radio Network will be available to you on demand, anytime, anywhere.
Tap that app! Tap that app!
The Real Talk Radio Network app.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Work.
Available on Google or Apple. Click on the Eagle logo.
You guys are top-notch.
You know you want to tap that app.
Meet Don from Union, Missouri.
Hi, this is Don from Union, Missouri.
Don loves his freedom and loves Real Talk Radio.
I think it's the true conservative station that we have here in St. Louis. I appreciate everything you're doing. Keep doing it, please. We need you.
Be like Don and support Real Talk Radio. Tell everyone you know about us. Share on social media. Most of all, support our sponsors and tell them you're there because you heard about them on Real Talk Radio.
Appreciate it and I love what you're doing. I stand behind you.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Good conservative station is not beating around the bush. That's what I'm hearing.
The voice of freedom.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
81 million votes Joe Biden got. And nobody wants him. I find that pretty fascinating. The guy is supposed to be the most popular guy on the planet. Even to this day, even despite Joe Biden's horrendous record, we are told he is the uniter. He is the great white hope. Maybe they meant dope. Nobody wants him. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Early in August, mid-August, give or take, a month ago, they asked Mark Kelly, would you want Joe Biden? He didn't say, oh, I just played the clip in a previous segment. But get this. Joe Biden isn't featured in any ads. He goes largely unnamed on campaign websites and Twitter accounts. Candidates in key races and battleground states are either asking him not to come or avoiding him when he does. This was back in August. They said Joe Biden officially launched his midterm campaign efforts, attempting to capitalize on one of the best stretches of his presidency and beginning the hard task of persuading voters to keep Democrats in control of the House and the Senate. But he has been in the uncomfortable position as an anchor for many candidates. For Biden, who for decades, oh, by the way, let me interrupt myself. Let me check myself before I have to correct myself. And speaking of myself, this is Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Network. The article I'm reading to you is from the Washington Post. This is not Fox News. It isn't the Daily Caller. It isn't Breitbart. This is the Washington Post. They say for Biden, who for decades has prided himself on being one of the most sought-after Democrat surrogates, is in an unfamiliar position. He's being attacked more often in television ads than Obama was at this point in 2010 or Trump in 2018. He goes largely unnamed on Democratic websites and Twitter accounts. Candidates in key battleground states, I'm repeating this because I said it earlier, are not asking him to come or avoiding him when he does. They said, according to this Washington Post survey of more than 60 candidates in the most competitive gubernatorial, U.S. Senate, and congressional campaigns in the country, few candidates said they wanted Biden to campaign for them in their district, with many not responding to the question at all. In other words, they didn't want to embarrass themselves and say, or incriminate themselves and say, I don't want to do it. They just said, you know what? No comment. The Post also asked if any candidates wanted Vice President Harris as a surrogate campaigner for the Biden administration and got the same set of unenthusiastic responses. Now, why am I telling you conservative fire breathers what I'm telling you? Because what I want you to know is what you probably already know. These people are not popular. Their ideas are not popular. Nobody wants them. Joe Biden is a pariah. If Joe Biden could bring a fraction of his 81 million bot votes, they would be jumping. They'd be hurdling each other to get him. They can't do it. Let me tell you, they don't want him, I should say. Donald Trump, if Donald Trump said, liked a Democratic candidate, and he said, you know what? I like what you're doing. Would you like me to come in and campaign for you? I will bet you money Donald Trump could get more Democrats to ask for him to come and give them his endorsement than Joe Biden could. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. That's one of those eureka moments you have when you're doing radio and you come up with something. You know, I wasn't even thinking about that. But isn't that the case? So what do you say? Here's what they're going to say. No comment from the campaign at this time, said spokeswoman for Senate Michael F. Bennett, a Democrat in Colorado, who is a Republican target in a state that Biden supposedly won by more than 13 points. We have not asked President Biden or VP Harris to campaign in Ohio, and we have no plans to do so, said a spokeswoman for Rep. Tim Ryan, Democrat in Ohio, and a Democratic nominee in a tight Senate race, pointing to a range of surrogates for Republican nominee J.D. Vance. The spokeswoman, Izzy Levy, added, Tim has been very clear that he wants to be the face of the campaign, and that's not changing anytime soon. Several Democratic candidates didn't say they were opposed to Biden appearing with them in their states, but they weren't exactly warmly embracing the idea eagerly. Here's the second clip I want to play of Mark Kelly. I want you to count the number of ways Mark Kelly doesn't answer this guy's question. He avoids it. This is what happened the other day, folks. A month after he was trapped by Jake Tapper, you know, kind of ambushed about Biden. Here's the second clip where Kelly essentially says the same thing.
And so if he came out here, held an event, you'd attend that event.
I would certainly consider it.
Consider is not.
I would look at it.
Yeah. I
could be in Washington, you know, voting on important legislation. I mean, that's very
possible. A possibility. But if you were free, you'd gladly go and.
It would depend on what the event was, where it was. And, what's the goal? But if the president wanted to come out here and see Arizona, you know, I'd welcome him to do that.
What do you think? I can't help but crack up because Mark Kelly, a sitting senator, is asked the question. So before I get to what they said, let me just say this. If you said to me, Senator Jackson, would you like it for Joe Biden to come out? I'd say, right now, to be honest with you, I don't really want anybody's support. I'd like to just run this election on my own. Joe Biden, he's the president of the United States. He's certainly welcome to come, but I'm not asking for his help. I really don't want his help because right now he's got his hands full on issues that are unrelated to my state. I mean, they obviously involve the nation, but he's not doing my state any favors. And I need to make sure that there's a line of demarcation between what he's trying to accomplish and what I'm trying to accomplish. So honestly, I don't want any help. That would be a legit answer. Mark Kelly can't give that answer. And here's why. If he throws Biden under the bus, which he essentially did, but if he did it more directly, the money dries up. It doesn't matter. Look, what he's admitting is, I don't want this old clown out here. He'll ruin things for me. I got Blake Masters on the run just on simple things that idiot has said during his time before he ever decided to run. I've got this guy. So I don't want Joe Biden to come out here because it'll remind people of who I'm attached to. He will be a drain on me. The guy says, if he came out here and held an event, you would attend that event. You'd like that. I would certainly consider it. And the guy says, consider it. And he chuckles, consider it. Yeah, consider it. I would look at it. And the guy goes, yeah. He goes, sure, I mean, but, and he goes, I could be in Washington voting on important legislation. Or you could be in Washington just goofing off because you want to avoid having to deal with Joe Biden. The guy then says, well, that's a possibility, but if he were, and he gets interrupted again. And here's what Kelly says, Mark Kelly says, it would depend on what the event was. So I'll ask you again. If Donald Trump is coming to your town, I don't know who it would be. Pick J.D. Vance, Mehmet Oz, anybody. Do you think any one of them would turn him down? Do you think you'd hear anything close to that? Let me tell you. I'm going to let you guys in on a little inside baseball. Right now in the Republican Party, the Rhino element is telling everyone of the candidates, de-emphasize Donald Trump. That's what it's going to take for you to win. De-emphasize Trump. I know this is a fact. I'm letting you in on a little secret here. This is what they want to do. They want to de-emphasize Trump because they don't want him to have any more clout. They don't want the wins to be associated with Trump. The candidates that do that will lose. The candidates that stick to their guns will win. It's that simple. I don't even like all of the candidates. I didn't vote for all of them. I mean, in Arizona, and I bet you some of the ones Trump picked in other areas, I didn't like. I didn't vote for them either. But I'll tell you this, anybody that goes against Trump at this point will lose. Democrats are opposite. Biden has to stay away for them to win.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Real Talk Radio Network. KRTK Herman. KVMO Vandalia. KXEN. K264CY St. Louis. The voice of freedom.